As a kid, Galen Elmore loved sports. He'd watch basketball and football games as much as he could. He was a gifted student, but academics always took a backseat to sports. He wasn't a 4.0 in high school, but he fared well enough to live the dream and play college football. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. It's a pleasure to have you along. My name's Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime for more information at WWIB.com. After entertaining offers from the likes of Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State and others, the athletic kid from Somerset, Wisconsin, Galen Elmore, chose Minnesota, University of Minnesota, putting on the maroon and gold, and eventually the orange and black of the NFL Cincinnati Bengals. 6'6", 275-pound Galen Elmore is with me on today's sports and commentary. So before we unpack your story, Galen, and it is quite a story, let me ask you about your old mates at Minnesota. The Gophers had a good season. They had a winning year. They beat Wisconsin. They won their bowl game in Detroit against Georgia Tech. How about it?
Yeah, they did some great things. They accomplished some things that I was unable to accomplish, like getting the ash back. So that was a great thing to see, and was a great day for Minnesota fans all across the state. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm interested in seeing how it continues to progress going forward, and it's cool because I still know a couple of older guys and still recruit or like hosted and helped recruit some of those guys. So I'm still relatively close to the program.
So you are making recruiting trips yourself to Ohio State and Michigan State out of Somerset High School. They were trying to get you. Oregon, University of Oregon, wanted you to come out and play there. A lot of successful college programs came talking to you. Why did you decide to play at the U of M?
Well, at the time, I really thought it was Coach Kill. He was a big factor into that. I didn't have the normal or I guess you could say ideal family situation when I was getting recruited, and he was someone that presented an opportunity where I can go to school and feel comfortable with the person that I'm playing for, and that he really just took an interest in who I was outside of a football player, and that really was something I was attracted to. I didn't want to just be another body to fill a uniform or anything like that, and he really did a great job of making a lot of his players feel like that. And that's really what drew me. I'm someone that really likes to operate based on relationships. And he was someone that from the get-go was more important to him than X's and O's and other things like that. So that really was one of the main reasons right away that I chose Minnesota.
Yeah. And you still wear a quote from Coach Kill on your arm, don't you?
Yeah, actually, one of his quotes from his press conference where he resigned, I ended up getting tattooed on my arm, and it's something that was one of the last lessons he taught me as a coach, and he handled that situation with grace. And he's just someone in general that I think a lot of people can aspire to be like him as far as his character goes and who he is. So it was an easy decision to make him a part of my art that I have on my arm.
All right, well, tell me about this art. What does the quote say?
It says, count on your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself.
Oh, that's good. So he made such a huge impact in your life, Coach Jerry Kill. How traumatic was it for you when his seizures caught up with it? He just had to resign as head coach of the Minnesota Gophers, and he announced his retirement. What happened there for you? I mean, how did you deal with that?
Oh, it was terrible at the time. Like, it was, you as a 20-year-old kid, you don't know what just happened. You don't know how big of a change that is, the ripple effect of that, and you start to question a lot of decisions you made and different things here and there. And that's one of the tough parts about college sports right now is like the reality of it. Kids, for the most part, do follow coaches. And when those relationships are severed by, whether by the coach or by the administration, that it's tough for kids to handle. And so it was a tough spot for me, but I had some great teammates around me and some great people in leadership roles that really just stuck with me and knew that it was a hard time, but really just stood by me and comforted me and like was there for me in that time. So it was hard, but it was something I was able to get through based on the people around me.
Okay, former Gophers player and Cincinnati Bengals defensive player Galen Elmore on the phone with me. By the time, Galen, you were five, you had gone through so much upheaval in your life that it was chaotic. It was pandemonium in your life. More stuff than the usual person goes through in their entire lives. And I think we'll unpack that story when we get together again here on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for coming by today. We will talk soon.
All right, bye.